you. Okay, then I'll call the meeting of Monday, August 17th, 2015 of Planning Commission to order. Kim, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Christensen?
Here.
Commissioner Stanger?
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Here.
Commissioner Jensen? Commissioner Roglin?
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Thank you, Kim. Again, this is, since we have no citizens, we move on past that and go to approval of minutes for June 22nd, 2015. I believe we should be able to get these through tonight.
So this is which one?
June 22nd.
Okay. I was absent, so I'll have to abstain.
June 22nd, I don't have.
I was apparently absent as well.
Or you can have this.
You can read mine because I wasn't here.
Sure. There he is.
Let the record show that Commissioner Jensen has arrived. We're working on the June 22nd minutes.
Okay.
Approval. Commissioners?
I move that the Planning Commission minutes of June 22nd, 2015 be approved.
Motion made by Commissioner Dirksen to approve minutes for June 22nd.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Rodland. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Planning Commission minutes for July 27, 2015.
I'll have to abstain from that.
Over here. Commissioners? May I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the Planning Commission minutes for July 27th.
A motion made by Commissioner Dirksen to accept the Planning Commission minutes for July 27th. Second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Stanger. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And then the minutes, Planning Commission minutes for August 10th. Commissioners?
I move to accept the August 10th meeting as written.
Motion made by Commissioner Rodland to accept the minutes for August 10th as written.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Tuttle. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay. Next on our agenda here is the public hearing. So I will reopen the public hearing for the 2015 Integrated Comprehensive Plan Update. And as always, I will ask staff to lead us into this. David, if you could, please.
Okay, Chair Christensen, members of the Planning Commission, what you have in your packet tonight are five chapters of the comprehensive plan. And one of those chapters is actually chapter two, which has been revised based on comments from last week. Except that there's the one column there that talks about repeats and how there were some issues about repeats because it identified the same chapter as repeating. And I told the consultant, if that's all that's holding you up right now, finish up the rest of it and just get us the text part. And we know that the repeats need to be fixed. He has an intern working on correcting all the repeats because some places didn't even say it repeated. And other places it said it repeated in the same chapter it was. And so that's being worked on, except that if it's one thing the Planning Commission may want to consider is whether or not you want that repeat column or not. So outside of that, chapter two, hopefully, reflects the Planning Commission changes from last week. What you also have in your packet is chapter 10, which is the implementation section. Last week, all you have from chapter 10 was the timeline. I tried the best I could to communicate the changes that the Planning Commission wanted to that timeline to make it more clear, but definitely take a look at that timeline to see if it meets your needs. And then, in addition to just the timeline, the balance of the text in chapter 10 is also, you have all of chapter 10 at this point in time. And then also in the packet is chapter one, which is the introduction.
Right.
And you also have chapter six, which is housing, and chapter something.
Eight,
which is capital facilities and utilities. And when I looked at six and eight, there were a few items that I could tell weren't correct, but they were so small. For example, in the housing element, I've let the consultant know, it says like housing strategy, it should be housing strategies. And so that was one item. And in the capital facilities and utilities element, he has items in one section labeled like A, B, C, D, when it should have just been bullets. And then like there's a space that should have been between two words and things like that. But the consultant's all aware of those. But for the most part, just focusing on the text, I wanted to get that to you because I looked at it and it looked pretty good, actually. So I just wanted to make sure you had those two elements, recognizing there may be some edits here and there, but not necessarily to worry. So that's what I wanted to get those to. And quite honestly, we have the other chapters too to get to you. It just became a production issue. Because of the land use element, economic development element, transportation element are some of the longest elements. Then there's the shoreline and environment element, which has a bunch of maps that you have to fold once you make copies of them. And so it was just a matter of let's get the Planning Commission Chapter 2, which is the core of the entire document, some of the shorter ones, and then we'll work, we had a lot of staff out last week, we'll work on getting you the balance of the elements for next week's meeting. So that's where you are right now. You have half the document, but in terms of actual pages, it's probably the shorter half.
Thank you, David. Okay. Appreciate you going through. Commissioner Tuttle.
Oh, no, go ahead. You can finish your thing.
I just want to say I appreciate you going through there and finding the little things here and there. I went through some of it myself. I was trying to go through as much as I can, but there's still so much to try and check and make sure that it's what we wanted and that type of thing. So I was skipping around and looking at stuff. So
that's the case. I mean, I'll throw this out there, but you don't have to decide till the end. And maybe we take next week off and we get you the document, and then you just have more time just to look at it rather than getting it on a Friday trying to figure this out by Monday.
Yeah, and that's where I was. I'm trying to find out what's going on, jumping around and that type of thing. I did notice, especially in chapter one, how nice and small.
Yeah.
Chapter.
Yeah,
one.
I loved it. Yeah, lovely.
That was
amazing.
That was really pleasant to read, and also some of the other chapters too. Nice and easy to read. You know, there still may be little things here and there, but I'm telling you, for the most part, I'm really proud of what this Planning Commission has done and staff to get it to where it is right now. I couldn't be more proud of all of you. So I want to say thanks so much to everybody that worked on this. So
keep in mind, again, you got the shortest chapters in your packet this week.
Yeah, I know. But I just wanted to make that statement, get it on record, that I think it's turning out pretty darn good. Okay, so I'll tell you what, we'll start with Chapter 1, and I just want to ask Commission if there's anything that glaring issues that they saw. Commissioner Tuttle?
Because we did Chapter 2 last week and it was fresh, there were only two, or there were three little things that I saw in it. I wonder if we could just hit that real quick and be done with it.
Okay, we'll do that.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine with me. Commissioners, any problem with that?
Nope. I'm okay with that.
Okay, all right.
Okay, David.
Go for it.
In the chapter structure, they have noted West Central Monroe, where it should only be West Monroe. There's no West Central.
I did notice that.
I didn't even see that.
And it's
forgot to mark it.
It was just a miss, because on the back of Chapter 1 it says West Monroe.
Okay.
It's on the map as well.
Yeah, so it should just be West Monroe, and then the next one is Central Monroe, which was fine. And then in the vision statement, we had taken out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth bullet. We had taken out the little phrase that said whether on foot, by bicycle, or in motor vehicle.
Oh, right.
That's right, we did.
Should have just ended with navigate.
Yep.
Easier to navigate, yes.
That's my fault then.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I think this is the last edit, so on this one. And then the very last.
Certainly when I read it here, though, it didn't feel bad to me when I read it. That it's like,
it's
just, I didn't
we
notice,
had taken
I almost
it out last
didn't
week.
Notice whether it was in or
yeah. Yeah.
But I just remember that reminded me of a Dr. Seuss line.
Could be tone or something.
Yeah, something.
Who knows?
And then in that last bullet, I know we had gone over this, but I didn't remember settling on helping retain the open space character outside of the UGA. I thought we had just ended with services already exist in the urban growth area.
I believe that's correct.
No. Well, this is what you did. You told me to work on it.
Okay.
So go for it. Do whatever you
want to
do to it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about helping retain the open space character outside the UGA.
Do we even have control outside of the UGA?
Yeah.
County's going to take care of that.
Yeah.
So if I had my preference, we would just end with where you put UGA in the parentheses, but that is my thought. I don't know what everyone else thinks. And then that was it. That's all I saw in that chapter. I'd be happy to close the book on that one.
Yeah, I'm not leaning one way or another. I'm going to go along with consensus of the Planning Commission. I'm fine with removing the second part. The only reason I would say that I might leave it in there is because it says helping retain. It doesn't say that, we're responsible for retaining. It just says we're helping to retain.
And I don't know that if that's our community's desires to retain open space.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. But that was the only thing that I thought was one way or the other.
I like the enabling development opportunities where the services are already available. Makes sense in the UGA. Anyway,
all right.
Those
are
the only.
Well,
things,
then,
so.
What we'll do then, if there's no objection, we'll strike the rest of that sentence after UGA in parentheses. Is that okay?
I'm okay to strike it.
Sure.
All right.
Yep.
Got that, David?
Does the words "urban growth area" need to be capitalized?
It should,
or
yeah.
Or do we need to have the parentheses UGA if that's where the sentence
is? No, it should be capitalized because it's brought out in the parentheses UGA.
Do we need the parentheses if that's where the sentence ends?
Yeah.
Or could we drop the parentheses?
If it's the first time used in that area.
I don't think it's used any other.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was used in the...
Oh, it's used before in the northern neighborhoods, too.
Yeah.
Right, but they'd get the parentheses there.
So we could just say UGA.
I don't mind keeping...
Or you can just say urban growth area.
Yeah, yeah, I think they say leave it spelled out and just not have the parentheses.
Yeah, we can do that.
That was
a little cleaner look.
But I would still tend to capitalize urban growth area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was pretty excited to see all that stuff changed.
Yeah.
Are you saying the typos, like on policy 11, is fixed, or that they are fixing that?
Yeah, some of the, well, the ones that I was able to catch real easily, like that one.
Okay.
There might be subtle ones in here. I'm just not finding it, but.
Right. You know, you raised an interesting point, or they raised an interesting point about the whole column of repeats. And because I thought I'd try to take a look. I mean, it looked like some of them have been fixed. Or maybe the copy we had was just a stale copy because...
I don't see policy
011 or 112. No.
Further on.
No, it's policy 11.
Right there.
Should be policy 11. It's
policy 11.
But it's policy 0112.
It's got a 2 added to the end of it.
Oh, maybe that's why I was... Yep, okay, I see it.
So I was trying to look at, so for example, policy 01, and it says repeats on 1, 3, 6, and 8, and I go to
the
look at 3.
You were doing all the cross-references.
I just did it once, and as I'm going through and realize, well, gee, you get to goal 3, and the text is there, but it's, of course, now policy 55. Because
it's a different policy.
Because it's a different policy number because of the renumber, which is a good thing in that aspect. It kind of keeps it standing at its,
right,
on its own. If for some reason a policy were to be removed or somebody felt, hey, we're going to take it out of this goal, it doesn't force it to be removed from the others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to question, do we even need the repeats column? If we do, I feel like we would want to be calling out. You know, it repeats in goal 3 as policy 55. It repeats in goal 6 as policy...
Well, I don't even think you need to say what goal it repeats in. You could just say...
Let's just take out that
policy
column.
Policy 55, because there is no other place,
right,
except for policy 55.
But I'm not sure we even need that data.
Yeah.
I think it gets a little confusing if you're looking at stuff and you have to go and you realize that policy is not that policy anymore and you're hunting around for it.
Unless you understood the process we went through, you wouldn't even understand why it says it.
Right.
Yeah. I would take out the repeats column.
I think so.
Yeah, I'd be okay if that was...
I agree 85%.
What's your 15%?
My 15% is I kind of like the idea of where there's a policy that talks about something that could have to do with transportation or could have to do with housing or whatever. And the person going through this would say, well, geez, maybe that should be also in housing,
mm-hmm,
or something.
True,
and then, you know, when they go to look at the housing, they would eventually find it. But I like Commissioner Jensen's
calling the
policy number rather than calling out where,
yeah,
what goal it repeats.
That makes more sense.
I mean,
absolutely.
I would be okay with even doing both, saying like we could drop the goal 1 because we're in goal 1, so we don't need.
Yeah, I thought that.
And
was
I think
already,
that's part of what they're still going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe it could still say G3 colon.
But you don't have to say 55. G3 because you can go searching.
Why? Because each one's a unique number.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
That's right. You just say
repeats
as 55, 118, and whatever.
And then they'll go find it in that.
Right. And then you see it and you say, oh, that's in goal, whatever.
Yeah.
I actually like that approach better than goal.
Okay.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm a lot. a lot more in favor of that. That was more than 15%.
I think that would solve the confusion problem, and it would also meet your 15%.
You know, answer the question that a reader might have.
As long as the intern that's doing that understands that a couple of the policies may have a couple word variations, is that considered a repeat or not?
I would call it a corresponding, not a repeat.
Because I know some we broke apart. Mm-hmm. We left them the same word, so they're identical. Others we broke apart and we changed the words around.
Maybe repeats is not the best way of...
Perhaps it could be like C also.
Or cross-reference or
something. Yeah, cross-reference.
Yeah. Something to that effect,
thank
because...
He's not writing anything right now.
Or just reference. Yeah, reference. You could say reference.
Reference. Yeah. So I don't think the title of the column is going to be the issue.
No.
For the intern.
Brief repeat.
Yeah.
Okay, let me... If we're boiling down to that one issue, let me float that idea by the consultant.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Or you could say C also.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
but the way it is right now, it's confusing and
then option B would be just not to do that column at all if it's
right.
too much for
right.
them to go back and find all the
right.
Yeah. So if you give them those two options, don't tell them that at the start. They say, "Oh, B, by all means, B."
There is a room for error.
It's gone.
A lot.
Trying to find it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's kind of easy because it tells them what goal to go look in to find the matching one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If that column's done properly.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
that's
we
true.
Found it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I was almost going to have the consultant on the phone tonight.
I'm sure the call would have dropped right
so
about now.
So he can live the dream, huh?
Here it is. It's right here.
Well, it's because I was having a hard time articulating the timeline in Chapter 10.
I think they got it right. I was looking at it.
Oh, whatever. I mean, when you get to that point, we'll take it.
That's all I had for Chapter 2, and I'm happy to just say Chapter 2 is good to go.
Okay. I only have one more comment on Chapter 2, and I don't think it's a big deal, but... there's still, in my brain, there's still a little bit of confusion, or not confusion, is to these columns that say land use, transportation, economic development, housing, parks, capital, blah, blah, blah. I still don't see where it's made clear why there's X marks in those columns. I can't find it in the text. Maybe I missed it.
Is there discussion about the...
It should be on page 5, and you're right, it's not there.
Yeah, there should be something that...
Under the policy bullet should explain...
There should be something that says, each policy has...
Elements.
Elements that it affects shown as a X in the... corresponding column.
At one time we talked about explaining.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought we had mentioned that, but
explaining that the state requires the elements.
Yeah. So that's why I thought it'd be a good idea to have something state that there's a reason for that those columns and X's there.
And if we add that explanation, perhaps a sentence about this whatever it ends up becoming, if it's going to reference, or if we say, whatever we say, see also.
Yeah, something.
Just a comment to say that, policies appear in multiple goals or something, and that information is listed. Perhaps that could be explained, unless we delete that, unless that column gets deleted.
Unless it gets deleted
But this should be explaining what this whole thing's about, all the different columns and stuff.
Just doesn't have to be anything intricate. Just so that the reader will understand
what the chart is,
what that's trying to say.
Actually, even if
I
That's what I thought. I guess even if...
I would hope so, yeah.
I guess even if there's not a VP column, there should be a sentence that explains that some policies exist in under multiple codes.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just perfect. Maybe that's good enough to have a statement that says, please understand that some of these, you'll see some of these policies in other chapters.
Yeah, but we did talk about why, what are these land use?
We'll have that. I was saying,
you were saying
the sentence I was saying to add.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might be enough if even if the column is deleted, or might be enough, yeah.
Right. Good with that.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have put chapter 2
to rest.
To rest.
To bed.
So when we get the next copy of it, would that be the one we could really pick out, like the formatting and typos and things like that?
Yeah, or you're welcome. You know, if it's just like formatting or typos, you're welcome to like mark up your copy and just drop it off at City Hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
I mean, I know
we still take another run at it, but if it gets down to that level, just.
I noticed goal one, the word policies, is not aligned with the text underneath. You get down to goal, I don't know
right.
what I'm in here now, and policy stops being bolded by goal six. So there's various things like that.
You're going to see stuff like that.
I don't want to spend our time on it
mm-hmm.
today, but so I think it'll be wait till that next final copy, because you said they're going through to touch up these kinds of things, or you're doing that, so... unless you would like to know more, you know.
I would just
if it helps to call them out now. Or not now, but before they...
yeah,
now,
well,
now.
You know, actually, what you did one time, you kind of marked up some... You kind of hand-wrote just this, and then all I did was just scan it and send it off to the consultant's office.
Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Add to that... Down the road, what I always do in ordinances, I mean, this is by the time the city council gets it, I always add a clause or a section in the ordinance that basically gives the mayor and staff the authority to make all administrative changes to text and format. Not, you can't change the substance, you can't change the words, but usually it just basically says the staff has all the authority to do the final production of the document, including format and stuff like that.
Mm.
But if you find typos, I'd rather get the typos right now than how a column's aligned. Because we can fix it how a column's aligned down the road easily, but a typo,
right.
if someone might assume that a word was specifically meant to be something, it's not. So those are the things I really want to get at now. But you can just hand me a sheet of paper when you
right.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. All right. So let's... if you don't mind, we'll go back to chapter 1 again. And, if anybody has found anything in chapter 1 that are glaring issues.
Now, chapter 1, if I did this right, I think I got the last version that went to the consultant with the Planning Commission red lines. So if you want to double check. Or many, because by the time... You got through it a few times. I did a spot check against this document.
Securing our comfort.
There wasn't much left in this chapter.
Are we looking at number one?
Yeah. I had one comment on figure 1.05 on page 1.5. My only question on that is why there's a like a recorder bar on there that shows, you know, play.
Yeah, it doesn't play on my
fast
copy.
Fast forward, slash reverse or whatever. Seems to me that could be edited out. That
those individuals look familiar. Was that part of this process?
Yeah, that was one of those meetings.
Yeah, it was
one of the meetings.
Yeah.
That'd be obviously recorded.
Yeah, I'll ask them.
Oh, man, that's a bad picture.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So should they probably find a better picture than a hand just sitting right out there, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the picture should also be.
Mr. and Mrs. Brownlow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're going to use a video still, I'm sure they can find a frame in this video.
That doesn't
it's a little bit nicer. Yeah.
And that
not
doesn't
someone in the middle of saying a word.
I think they're trying to catch the happiness there. But
way in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that the only happiness they could catch in
maybe
the
it might be.
That was a lively meeting.
And I think, let's see, because I tried to make sure most, I think Commissioner Jensen, at one point, you had hand wrote some changes. And those should be in here now, too, because you wanted the, under plan elements, you wanted the specific elements more specifically called out on page 1.3.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is great. This is so short, I don't have to hunt around. So this version has actually been superseded by a different version that's in your packet.
Oh, okay.
That reflected some handwritten comments that Commissioner Jensen. You wanted under, on page 1.3, where it said this plan update contains five main components, you wanted them in order of how they're presented in the plan and things like that. So that's been done.
Right.
Or that vision. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Unless there's something in here that is totally wrong as far as the, not as far as structure or content, but as, I'm sorry, as far as structure or that type of thing, the content is has to be correct. So keeping in mind that this is the chapter that I worked on. So I don't want to make any more comments on it. Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you. I was looking in here for what PSRC stands for, and I didn't see it spelled out.
Yeah.
Unless I'm missing it.
I forgot to add that.
Yeah. I think that was mentioned.
Oh, okay.
That language is actually new, and it's really bureaucratic. But that was a requirement or part of the comment letter from the Puget Sound Regional Council that we needed to make a stronger tie of this document to the regional plan, the regional transportation plan. So this text is new that talks about how this plan relates to the overall Puget Sound Regional Council Vision 2040.
We just need to say what that is.
Right.
And where is that? Where is that?
Puget Sound Regional.
1.5.
On 1.5?
Yeah.
It's written a little bureaucratic, to be really honest, but it's, I'll just say it's written to the audience.
Totally fine. We just need to say that it's Puget Sound Regional Committee or whatever.
No, it says that in the paragraph.
Well, kind of. That's what I thought at first. But
kind
it says
of,
Puget
but
Puget Sound
it,
and then lowercase regions growth.
Okay.
Oh,
doesn't
regional.
Identify what the.
Oh, yeah. You're missing the C. Yeah. Regional. It really isn't the same.
And
right.
I think in the it's okay to have the abbreviation in the bold text because it would be really long, make that heading really long. But it should definitely be identified immediately at the beginning of the paragraph.
Right. What does it stand for again?
Puget Sound Regional Committee.
Yeah, Puget Sound Regional Council.
Council.
You want it at the top of that paragraph? Or
just right where it says it, where it comes into play there.
Okay, got it.
Just in that first sentence, actually.
Yeah, unless you want to identify it earlier in the introduction or the plan participant section or something like that, because if that did come back
From the state or the county?
From the Puget Sound Regional Council.
That they wanted a stronger tie-in, then we might want to say that earlier in the,
just move the whole
part
thing
of the participants. Well, yeah. Or just say, or
oh, no, just
them
add
ballot
them to the participants list?
Yeah, or something. I mean, that seems like an easy solution, just to add them as a bullet point in the participants list.
On the first page.
You could write Puget Sound Regional Council and then PSRC. Yeah, and then everything else just stays.
It'd have to be one of the major bullets because it...
Yeah, the big bullet.
The little bullets are the community.
Underneath the community, yeah. They'd have to be before the community public.
Like under city council, maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of.
Don't want to do that?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It just seemed like an easy solution.
I mean,
they're not a participant.
But they, if they influence it, then they kind
they
of are.
Like actively, they were kind of more of a reviewer than actively involved
in
the meeting.
Don't we need an asterisk down there at the bottom?
Oh, then you could do an asterisk too instead of a whatever.
I'm missing that. What do you mean an asterisk?
Well, you could start it and just put an explanation.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Whatever works best for the format.
Or a number, you know, just a line number. Have a footer number.
Yeah, because we got like a comment letter from Snohomish County PUD where all they said was like take out three words out of a...
Yeah, we don't want to add them as a...
Yeah, we don't want to add them as a...
But we're not referencing them in the document either, are we?
Not specifically.
Yeah. So this, there's like two columns dedicated to that PSRC Vision 2040. So if it is influencing this document, then I would consider it a participant, but...
Okay, well...
But however it works out, I don't really care. We just need to say what it is, because I didn't know what it was.
I have a comment on the vision statement itself. It's not as far as the statement, but as far as the format of it. It's in a smaller font. It's... makes it harder to read. I wish there was something done to it that makes it, since this is our Vision 2040 statement, I think it should be easier to read. These are small print.
Yeah, you're right. It's in a smaller font.
Yeah. It's in a smaller font. And it's indented a little bit. I don't think that's...
It looks like it's pasted. That,
that's necessary.
Yeah, it should not
if
be...
If you're trying to separate it out like that, then put it on in a block format or something other than that, because, you know, we have some elderly people that around here that have a hard time reading... as it is, and the smaller you make the print, the harder it is to read. I don't think that's necessary. So that's my input. Other than that, I think it turned out pretty good.
On the last page, under policy overview, you've got 1 and ABCD 2, ABC 3, ABC 4, ABC 5, AB, and then you've got 3 bullets. What exactly do those bullets connect to?
Let's make sure those are.
Very last page. Just above the caveat, right there. Just above the caveat.
Well, it says consisting of, so...
Okay, so those bullets should be indented under B.
Yeah.
Got it. That's what's throwing me off.
Consisting of. There you go.
Okay, so, it's just the formatting problem that's throwing me off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good catch, though. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, you're going to find, I think, some of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you. One more thing about the PSRC vision. So we don't, it says that the this vision statement below states how the City of Monroe's comprehensive plan meets the directives, but we don't, it doesn't ever say what the directives are or necessarily how we're meeting the directives. It says that we're saying that, but it's not. So it, what it, what's the PSRC directives? Is it a long thing, or is it like the elements where it's just a list of seven or eight things that we're supposed to comply to support, or what's the deal?
Let me, what the directives are, it's going to get really bureaucratic. What the directives are, if you, it's conformity to the regional transportation plan. So there's a regional transportation plan for the whole metropolitan area, Kitsap, Pierce, Snohomish, and King counties that has policies, and what we have to do is tie our local plan to this regional plan. And it's necessary for PSRC is the regional metropolitan planning organization. They prepare the regional transportation plan that qualifies this four county area for federal funding. And so our plan has to be consistent with this regional plan in order to qualify for federal funding. That's why I kind of said that section can be a little bureaucratic, depending on how much we want to get at it. I can take a run at trying to do something concise.
Or even just explaining that the what the PSRC is.
Maybe that's it. It'll probably be another paragraph, though.
Just, yeah, like in that top part, just say the PSRC is the regional transportation plan, and our plan needs to support that.
Yeah, we actually probably just pull it off their website, what they are.
And you could, yeah, you could ref, you know, put a web link or something.
Yeah.
Or you could just put it as a footing and have a reference to that document or whatever.
And I would change that last sentence that says, the Vision 2040 statement below states how the City of Monroe's comprehensive plan meets these directives, because that's not really true.
Well, let me, play with this.
It might be true, but it's not clear that that's what it's trying to.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say how it states the
right
directives, the, or how it meets the directives.
That's what I meant by not clear. It may be true what it says, but it's not clear how it's saying it.
Yeah, but that the last sentence isn't a true sentence. We could say that the Vision 2040 statement, I don't know. You'd have to play with that a little bit. But it's definitely not stating how we're meeting the directives. It's just saying our plan.
Okay. We'll let David, you said something about you're going
to play with it.
Well, yeah. I had to do the same thing in Fife, so let me see what I wrote in Fife as an introduction to that statement.
The Monroe Comprehensive Plan. Well, and you could end with, the Monroe Comprehensive Plan addresses Vision 2040's multi-county planning policies and conforms to the GMA. The statement is below, or something. We don't have to have that last sentence in there. But you can, I'm happy with you playing with it.
Yeah, that last sentence could,
well,
could go away.
Maybe we just stop right, let's see. The Monroe's Comprehensive Plan addresses Vision. That's really what you're trying to get at, is consistency with the multi-county planning policy.
Yeah.
So let me play around with it, but I'll take off that last sentence. I probably won't add much to it.
If you take out the last sentence, it's probably, and explain what the PSRC is a little, then it's good. Then I'm fine with that, comfortable with it.
Commissioners, any other comments on Chapter 1?
Commissioner Tuttle? So the comp plan will be available online, right?
Oh, yeah.
So perhaps there could be a link, you know, when you say the PSRC, that could be a link to the actual...
Oh, they're probably just going to stick a PDF of this up online and call it
good. Oh, really?
Probably.
Oh, mine automatically. Mm-hmm. Okay. Never mind.
Might be easier to make a link, because if it changes, if it...
I'm just saying, will do when this is all done will probably be nothing more than a scanned PDF and thrown up online as is.
Oh, yeah.
So, to come in after the fact and add links is just... work that somebody's probably not going to have time to do.
I'm not sure what the plan is. Dave, do you know what the plan is? That once this is online, is just going
to
be a PDF?
They're already online documents.
Just a PDF?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the easiest.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because inevitably the links don't start working.
Yeah. That's right.
That just frustrates the public.
But it makes it snazzy.
It does, yeah.
It brings us into the 21st century.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, anything else on Chapter 1?
No.
Commissioner Rodden.
The PSRC, Regional Council, we only had one vote. I think that King County had 10 or 15, 20 votes. So King County controls the whole Puget Sound Regional Council.
Figures.
I went to a couple of meetings and I might as well have stayed home.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's move on to Chapter 6. There's little things I noticed right off the bat is some alignment problems in the second heading, purpose and relationship. Purpose is not aligned with relationship.
Got a leading space.
Yeah, something.
Got space in there, yeah.
Did we...
What page was that?
That was first page.
Chapter 6.
Yeah.
I think we already went through this, and then so much of it was charts and stuff that...
Yeah. Yeah, we've gone through this, and this is the result of what we went through. The only thing that...
we didn't change much because it was mostly charts and data.
Yeah, but we did pound a lot of the
front.
Yeah, we did actually.
The front here, right?
No, we went all the way through.
Yeah, we went through the whole thing.
Yeah, we did.
I wish it was just alone, but we did.
No, we went through all of it. the only thing that I didn't do is go back and take a look because the document we went through didn't have any pictures.
Right,
that's true.
So we didn't
look at those.
We didn't look at those, but I didn't see anything glaring on those either.
I have the text portion.
Right.
Changes to the text.
Yeah. We made a lot of changes actually.
Yeah, I remember it now that I'm reading some of it.
The other thing I didn't do, which I'll probably go back and try and do at some other time, but is wherever you have a table, somewhere in the document, it should reference that table. You know, so you just don't have a a rogue table sitting here.
Right.
Those are dangerous.
And for your information, table 6.05
yeah.
is new. And that was,
it's huge.
Yeah, but that was also partially to address a PSRC comment. And
is it referenced in here? I don't see where it's referenced. I see 6.04 reference. Oh, there it is. On page 6.2.
Yeah,
house tenure.
Under the housing tenure. At the very end.
Yeah.
And I know it's a big table, but it was, we got a similar comment in the city of Fife, and they actually gave us this as an example of how to address that and satisfy their requirements. So it's a, basically what it is showing how much, what percentage of people's incomes are being spent for housing. Your owner-occupied or renter-occupied, and then total occupied.
But so these are from 2011, though?
This should be 2013.
But the it says, like, subsidized housing, table 6.06.
Oh, that's probably 2011.
But there's a, the other one said 2011, too. But I'm wondering, so, like, for instance, 6.06, is that supposed to list all of the subsidized housing in Monroe? Or just some of it? And is Housing Hope not subsidized? Because I thought some of it was.
I don't think Housing Hope's done yet.
A few projects are
this
done.
This is 2011.
Yeah.
So we have some more information updated. We should add it. Housing Hope's actually interesting.
Yeah.
At least the home ownership one. Because what they
there's four sections, so I think some of it is subsidized. And it's that Monroe Village, or the big one, is almost completed.
I'll have to find out how that's structured. The home ownership ones are really interesting. What they've told me is the individuals help put some sweat equity into it, and then they take ownership.
30 hours a week.
Yeah, but there's no restrictions at that point.
Yeah, they're not after that. It's just you have to...
Oh, they have to own it for 30 years. They can't sell it right away.
Right, but, yeah, it's not like you're...
It's not subsidized, though.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I think the interest rate might be...
subsidized.
But outside of that, it's, you know...
No, for those duplexes,
years,
yep.
Like, free and clear.
For those duplexes, but the big project has several different kinds of housing.
Well, let me find out.
So we might, I don't know if we... 2000, it's, I mean, because we're looking at 2015, this information is 4 years old.
Yeah. I mean, nice to have some closer,
let's make sure
updated
it's
up,
yeah.
data.
This table 6.07 is also 2000 and 2011.
Right.
My wife has all the information written down.
So I only see one chart that is 2013. The rest of them are it's 4 year old information. You may want to see if there's some updated charts.
Thank you, Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Just that if you update the chart, you'd want to also make sure the text.
Yeah, the text.
So could you just read it?
Because they're making inferences to the data in the table, so. If they do update that, I think the text would probably
be... Yeah, it's going to have to all be looked at.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the text, you're right, the text does say as of 2011 or 2012, 2013.
And if it's just for instances, then I guess it's fine. But if it's trying to actually communicate, here's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's pretty old. 4 years is pretty old.
Okay. Anything else, commissioners? right, then. Chapter 8, Capital Facilities.
I like the picture.
Yeah. Now, this is the updated version of what we reviewed and provided.
Right, and there's a couple of edits. Well, you can see, I got the wrong copy right now. Right. So this is the updated version. Let's fix it later on. The Planning Commission wanted bullets at the bottom. Well, actually, they have A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah, I was just noticing that. Yeah.
You wanted bullets. There's another place where there's a lack of a space between a word. There's a section that I wanted. There's a couple places that are highlighted in yellow, and that's me. So I need to work with them a little bit on that. But it's not wordy. It's just like on page 8.4, some of those items in yellow may come off. That's just a reminder to me.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can just go through it at your leisure on 8.6. There's lack of a space between capital improvement program and VIP. Spot check, and it looked like things were pretty good.
Yeah. There's a, is that in every chat? Yeah, okay, never mind. Are there supposed to be more maps to this? Or?
It's like just the water for now.
There's two maps.
One on the back.
The sewer and water. Was there a plan for any other maps?
Those are the only two that... I'll ask them. Those are the only two that were attached to this.
Okay.
Those are dated 2014. At least
yeah.
Sewer is.
And water is too.
And water is too. So
those are pretty recent because remember as the appendices in this plan are bigger sewer plant, bigger utility plant, water plant, and a bigger storm drain plant. So this chapter really just kind of summarizes a lot more detailed discussion. That's in the bigger plans that are attached to this stuff. Actually, unless those maps are records, let's see.
That's a same draft, which is probably okay for now.
On one of the on the sewer system map, has a bunch of things called out, like Kate's PS, Valley View PS. Is that a pump station?
Pump station, yeah.
Okay.
Is it in the budget? Yeah, well, you can't read it very good.
Yeah, it's...
It's a pump station in the legend, second item, but it's not...
Yeah, it's just not, it's not clear. Yeah, it's not clear. If there was somebody, I just got lucky guessing at it, I think.
What's a WWTP?
Hmm?
What's a WWTP?
WWTP.
Should be a wastewater treatment plant.
It's a...
Oh, that is the treatment plant. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was a radio station.
You go east of the Mississippi?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's a WKRP.
Cincinnati.
Now, the first map, figure 803, I find a reference to, but the second map, which is listed as figure 804, I'm not finding a reference to. Oh, this is buried inside of one of the tables.
The second map, the water, our sewer system map?
Yeah, it's labeled as figure 804. I'm not finding a reference to figure 804.
Yeah, it should be somewhere in there that references the water, I mean the sewer.
Unless it is just an extension of the reference to
804. It's under wastewater, page 8.3.
Okay, so it is buried inside a table. Got it. Okay.
There.
Yeah, there it is. I see it.
Under wastewater, yeah.
I also see now that I look at the legend, it does say wastewater treatment plant, but you just can't see it in the map very well. And then, of course, they have pump station. I mean, they have, you know, the PS on there, but you just can't see it very well. But
yeah, that could be made a little clearer.
Yeah.
The map call-outs.
Well, maybe the legend should have a parentheses WWTP like we've done throughout all the documents.
Yeah, something that calls it out.
Pump station, PS. Yeah. That's all they'd have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, rather than just the icon, yeah. Because the icons you can't see in the map. They're just not clear. At least to my aging eyes, anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I'll find out. My hope is, this. Well, it's not my hope that this has been copied so many times, but... My hope is when the final document is done,
it'll look real good.
The original will be scanned, yeah. So that you can actually read it.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe
I'll find out about that.
Could they change the color? Because with all the green piping around it, you can't tell that icon matches. Where the pump stations are blue and they stand out. Well, maybe that icon. Should not be green, but it could be another color.
But you're like 2 inches away from your paper looking at it.
I'm trying to see if I can see something in there, and I just can't see.
The magnifying glass out.
For the treatment plant?
Yeah, the WWTP. One, if that icon could be a different color. And two, if the legend could call out parentheses WWTP as well.
Anything else, commissioners, on Chapter 8? Well, it sure helped when we went through these the first time that we went through them with a fine tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a lot easier this time. Also, David, thanks for bringing your notes, the original notes where we made the changes. That helps to make sure that we got everything, that we hit everything that we said we wanted changed. So that's nice. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on Chapter 8, Commissioners?
One comment.
Yes.
The first sewer map we made after the Gross Management Act was in, we made this map with not knowing, they wanted us to guess how big we were going to be. So we made a sewer map. And it took in almost the Sultan, the lakes north of us, Roosevelt, all Roosevelt. And when the public saw that, we caught heck.
Ah, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it took on a little bit too much. Okay, Chapter 10 then. My first comment is going to be on picture, on the picture of Chapter 10. I don't like starting a sentence with like growing trees.
Plus, it's a ridiculous sentence.
Yeah.
Just say the comprehensive. Just say comprehensive planning begins with long range vision.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sure, they had to figure out. They're trying to justify why they chose this picture.
Yeah.
It's like if they're going to say like growing trees, then there should have been a tree farm picture.
Is that even Monroe?
I'm
trying to figure out where is it at.
It's not Monroe.
It's not.
That's not. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
It's not.
That is not a Monroe picture.
Then we.
The only trees like that are in the foothills.
There's no beaver marks on those trees.
And those tall buildings in the background?
Well, there's some of those trees in the fairgrounds.
In a line like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
no. There's no sidewalk.
Isn't that a grain elevator
it
behind?
It is a grain elevator. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Let's get a Monroe picture in there.
Your own picture, please.
Okay, so we'll change the text to say the comprehensive plan begins blah, 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 and then we'll get a different picture.
Yeah. You know, maybe they could do like an aerial, like the picture behind you. That map picture
notice.
Would be better than, you know.
They figured we wouldn't even notice. Do we know our town? What street is that on?
Busted.
We don't have red leaf trees in there.
No, I just trying to think. Those are pretty bright red. Have they even photoshopped it or something?
Some around, but not in a line like that, except in the foothills.
On a major road with a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a grain elevator.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no grain elevator. In the
yeah, we.
But
that's
I'm
the smokestack.
Okay.
That's how funny.
Like a third of the smoke site, then chop it down.
That's the smoke grain stack.
That's a great smoke stack.
Yeah. That raises a question about the next picture.
Yeah.
Oh, the farm hall's fine.
Yeah.
In fact, have you ever been out to the tractor fair? Oh, it's awesome.
Okay.
That's what that reminds me of right there. Big deal around here.
Yeah.
That totally works.
Western Heritage Center.
Mm-hmm.
And the Western Heritage,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the one you were talking about.
No, the one that they actually have, I think it was this last Saturday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They
did a tractor.
I usually go every year. They bring out these old 100-year-old, you know, pumps and things like that. They get going that, you know, spit and go boom, boom, boom. You know,
yeah, they have those at the fair, too.
Those are the coolest things. They have the expertise to even get those things running.
Yeah.
You should take your kids sometime. And then they have these old tractor pulls and stuff like that, too. And where they push things through and see how far people's tractors can go. It's pretty fun.
Oh, cool.
And they have an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. See, I'm
better.
My grandson loves tractors.
Yeah, I look at it this way. When you're a youngin' like Commissioner Stanger, those are neat things, but some of those tractors I actually drove when I was
on the 100-year-old things.
And I was on the farm. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we bought a new tractor, it was like from 1917 that somebody else had that we bought. For us, it was a new tractor. Yeah, that's so. Yeah.
I didn't see issues in the text here except for some capitalization and spacing and stuff.
Yeah, I just went through the actual word changes.
Yeah, no, I
mean, they all look like they got made, so.
Nice.
So the chart is.
I like that the action items now has a legend at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That explains what the dots and dashes are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, in the columns, they put 1 to 2, 3 to 4,
yeah.
5
yes,
to 6.
Yes, they did.
So they,
did
got
they
that
say anything
good.
About that?
No.
They didn't try to say, well, here's what we were thinking, and we...
I just went back and forth, said, this is what I think you can do. And they kind of said, well, let's give it a shot this way. Okay. We'll bring it back. I know you had indicated you wanted that approximate time frame text to look bigger. So they
yeah,
that
right.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Makes a little more sense.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it was before. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to understand. The only question I would have is where they have a block in the middle of a dash line. You got duration, production, or ongoing event. You have a block which says that's an activity or a product is due on that at that time, followed by a duration, production, or ongoing event. After that, 3 to 4 years, it's still not real clear as to what was due at that time. In 1 to 2 years, what is ongoing then for 3 to 4 years, and then due at 5 to 6 years?
I think when I read the bullets to the left, the fourth bullet saying that it's updated at 4 year intervals. So I think what they're trying to say is you're working on it, it's due. You're working on it, it's due. You're working on it, it's due.
Yeah.
But I'm only understanding that because of the fourth bullet.
Yeah, but there's four items that have to do with that action item. And what I'm saying is there's 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 5 activities or products due for in those 20 years. You see what I'm saying? With the blocks, there's 5 blocks. And so there's something due at 1 to 2 years, something due at 5 to 6 years, something due at 9 to 10 years. But I'm not sure which of these they're trying to show.
I think it should just be dashes all the way through.
Either that or somehow indicate in the block when something due, what is it that's due?
But what could be due? Making Monroe safer, more welcoming place?
I think it's the study.
Well, like creating an alternative route.
I think it's the study. It says prepare a citywide non-motorized connectivity study.
Are you creating a...
Every 2 years.
Every 4 years.
Yeah.
No, but it's due in the first 2 years.
Right. So maybe they got that thing backwards. Maybe it should have been dash, block, dash, block instead of block, dash, block, dash.
That's my question. I'm not sure.
So have them
I'm not sure what
that action.
I'm not sure what that is trying to tell me there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me either make the text clear or the chart clear.
It might be clear just if it was dash block, so that you can tell it's after 4 years instead of starting.
So
with
David,
block.
Maybe both might be good.
No, I take
the chart.
There could be something that's due the first right in the first 2 years.
Oh, I see. Maybe so. Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right, something that they could do quickly in the first 2 years. Making Monroe a safer and more welcoming place.
No.
These are all part of the action items.
Yeah.
Right?
They're part of what the study should contain.
I think 1 to 2 is the study, and then there's 4-year intervals to update it. Under the fourth bullet, update every 4 year intervals.
I think the fourth bullet should not be a bullet. It should back out at the main text.
And then just forget about it. The fourth bullet should be the well, study.
The thing that, no, the text is saying prepare this study identifying projects and strategies,
yeah,
two,
right.
And some bullets, three bullets, not four.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the fourth bullet isn't a bullet. It's back out at the outer
right.
text saying that you implement based on the results of the study and
yeah.
update at four-year intervals.
Yeah, you're yeah. right.
And then that would maybe help a little understanding of what's going on here, that you're doing
that
something quickly, and then every 4 years you're rolling out another one.
And that, no, it's kind of the point I was trying to make earlier is, yeah, there's, you're making a study and you're identifying things you're going to do, yeah, but what is it that you're accomplishing in, at 1 to 2 that says that activity or product is due in 1 to 2 years? What is it that's due?
I think they have the dashes and the blocks reversed.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. If there's something due in 3 to 4 years, what is it?
What's due is the study.
I think it says implement based on the results of the study.
Also
so
have
I think
an
it's the implementation that's
you also
due.
Have an implementation part that's due.
Right. I think, yeah. It's
based
right.
on the study.
It's prepare a study and implement based on the results of the study.
Right. So.
And then maybe even a separate line item is review and update at 4 year intervals.
I think that they should not have the blocks or activity products due in that timeline because they don't know, but based on the study, they don't know how long it's going to take.
Because we don't have the
to
study
do
yet.
Each of those things. They have to do the study and then they have to implement it based on that study. So I would just have an ongoing process, production, ongoing event throughout that timeline and no blocks. Just to keep it so it's not, because right now there's no way you can say I got something due in 1 to 2 years and what is it?
No, but the study needs to be done.
There's a study needs to be done.
That should
right.
just be done in the 1 to 2 year range.
Okay.
And then the implementation is a whole other action.
But it's all part of action one.
Well, it's implementing. Yeah, action one is supposed to be implementation.
Yeah. You make it do a study and then implement based on that study. That's all part of action one, so.
But if you make it a continuous line, it looks like you have, there's no point where the actual study needs to be done.
Yeah.
That it has to be done every 4 years.
You review and update every 4 years, but the initial study, I think, should be done in the first 1 to 2 years. I think that's why that block is there. But then the rest of it. So once it's once the study's done in 1 to 2 years,
then every four years
after that, that's where the blocks are.
Yeah.
This is a really confusing.
That implement based on results of the study should. That's the update at 4 year intervals should stand on its own. If you're going to have these blocks.
Right. That needs to be made clear somehow. That's the only comment I had on the action items itself.
Okay.
The rest of them seem, just fine because they're all straightforward. But that one there, David, was just didn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Can they break that into two different actions?
Well, what
the
if
study being one action and having that be completed in 1 to 2 years?
I think there's too many ings in here. Identifying, evaluating.
Yeah.
We should just cut that first part down a little bit. You prepare the study. You prepare and implement. I'll fix it. You prepare and implement, and then it's kind of standing alone as updated 4 year interval or something like that. And I don't know if they can put text in these little cells. If they can, maybe on these other blocks, we just put update, or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm wondering too is, I'm seeing if you compare to action 15 or 19 or 24, you have repeated blocks, but you don't have all these other dashes going on in there. What if we just took the dashes off. And you had block and a blank and block and a blank and block and a blank. Maybe, I think, instead of trying to do both the dash and the block, just say that this is due every, the study is due every four years.
Well, it's actually, the study isn't due every 4 years, though. The study is done one time. That's the action.
You're reviewing
and updating it every 4 years.
Okay.
So that's why I think it should just be something that's done in the 1 to 2 years, and then if you want a corresponding action of reviewing and updating the study that's done, that should be some kind of subgroup.
I understand what they're trying to say, but it's not clear. The dash in there says that there's something going on.
Right, right.
That's the reviews.
Or the implement.
The implementation, yeah.
The implementation is the dash. There's, the review is the block. Right.
Yeah.
And then every 4 years you review and update. So that's what's due.
Well, it's actually two actions. Action one is the study, and action two is the updating. Because if you pull that bullet out, there's two actions there.
Yeah, there's actually three things. You implement, then review. You implement, right?
Well, you could prepare and implement a citywide non-motorist.
No, but you implement it, and then 4 years later, you review and update.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you implement that new update that you did. So that goes ongoing. Then 4 years later, you review it again and update. Maybe. Doesn't say there's going to have to be activity. If you review and identify that you don't need to update it, then there may not be an ongoing thing. So
I'm just saying the actual action that needs to be accomplished is the study.
Yeah.
Because we don't want that to not get done for 20 years.
Yeah.
I need to be done in a timeline.
I understand what you're saying, that there's a possibility of another action item here being
like a sub part
of A001. But see what they have to say about that.
They just wrap too many things up into that one action.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a lot trying to be put into.
Yeah, let me play around with this a little bit, too.
If you ended up with two separate actions, then maybe the study one has just blocks every 4 years.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the other action item is one of these dash dashes all the way along, because it's always, you're always working on whatever the current study has done.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. So
that's a possibility, I think.
That might be more clear to have it as two separate action items entirely. One is preparing the study, and then the second one doing the implementation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know why we. Let's see. I don't know why they got into this updated 4-year interval. We've got a few other of these action items are based on a plan, but they never talk about emphasizing updates.
That's true. Yeah.
Let me talk a little bit about that. I mean, I don't know why they got into 4-year intervals for their updates. That's the question I have.
That's actually a very good question, now that you mention it, because why would you have to? Because you go through a review on your plan anyway.
Right, you do.
So
transportation plan.
Right. Yeah, you just.
Okay, let me ask him about that.
It may be all moot. You don't need to have that every 4 years.
If anything, that's going to get streamlined a little.
Yeah, okay. That was,
there's nothing in those five policies talking about periodic or repeating policies themselves.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, actually.
Okay.
All right. Anything else on Chapter 10, Commissioners? Mm-hmm. All right. And our next thing is to await more chapters.
Await more chapters.
So I'm hanging on to these.
Await some more chapters for review, correct? And you said you were going to give us a week off?
If you want, I can actually get a couple more chapters today. Sooner rather than later. I don't know if I can get all the other five. But like transportation, I think is pretty much done. Economic development is pretty much done. Some of the bigger, well, and then parks, you probably won't touch much.
Right.
So are we trying to make a recommendation by the
end of the month?
24th or 31st? So that then the council has a month to, because their resolution is for them to adopt it by the end of September.
Yeah, and if it takes longer than the 29th, that's fine. You know, we can get a couple big chapters to you next week. Mm-hmm. Transportation, you spend a lot of time on. You should probably take a look at that sooner rather than later. Economic development, you should probably take a look at sooner rather than later. And maybe land use, you should take a look at sooner than later. Parks, you probably won't touch much because you really just changed kind of the introductory part.
Right.
So what's left?
Oh, I'm missing one.
Transportation.
Transportation, economic development, land use, parks and recreation,
shorelines
and environment.
Shorelines, right.
Shorelines and natural environment.
Actually, that one's pretty much done, too. So we'll try to pack as much as we can in your next packet for next week.
For next week? Or
yeah, we'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week?
Last one.
Well, we don't do a week off.
Right, sir. No, I'm sorry.
All right.
Land use, okay. Economic development, parks and shorelines.
That was a good thought.
You're missing land use.
There were five.
Land use.
It almost becomes a zero RC exercise right now, so. But we're really in the week. Let's see what we can do.
All right.
Okay. Next week's an official normal meeting.
Yeah, I'd rather keep it
so
than not
keep
do
that
it.
One. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's really tough for some of these 11 by 17 maps. So I'm trying to remember which element has a bunch of those 11 by 17 maps.
But if shoreline's mostly done, if that one's not ready for us, we could probably skip over that.
Or may give it to you minus.
Or is it parks that's mostly done?
Yeah.
I forget which.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Okay, not having the map.
I don't think we have to have the map to review the document.
All right. We'll give it a run.
With that, I'd entertain a motion to extend the.
Continue
the.
It's kind of your
job. Yeah, I've been doing that. So we are meeting next week.
Public hearing.
Yeah, we are meeting next week.
Okay. I make a motion. I move to continue the public hearing to August 24th at 7 p.m. at City Hall.
Motion made by Commissioner Jensen to extend the meeting to August
24th. Continue the hearing.
Okay. All right.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Tuttle. I was trying to read something here. Sorry, I got lost for a second. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. 7-0. All right. We have an item here, new business. August.
Old business.
Old, no, new business.
Oh.
August 18, 2015, City Council meeting, Planning Commission update.
Right, so hopefully some of you remember that we're here this last week that if want to avoid a quorum, but if.
I can't be there, so that.
Up to me, up to, although just one person shows up, that'd be fine. I just want to have the council get a little update from the Planning Commission. Maybe 5 minutes. You know, here's some of the key issues. And I guess you could probably have a discussion. Here are some of the key issues when this comes forward to you that we discussed during the course of this deliberation. And I don't want, and I've attempted to do it, but I don't want to put words in your mouth when I go to council. So, you know, if I were going to do it, I'd say downtown. I think the issue about the railroad tracks and US 2 and the connectivity from the north and south side, both in terms of transportation and public safety, is another issue. But I'm just thinking.
Right.
And
maybe some of the, just the overall simplification that we've done to the document.
Oh, yeah.
They worry about why you cut this and cut this and cut this. And, you know, I think our goal of being readable by the average person.
Right.
That's
a good point to bring up.
Key item. So. You know, you put a lot of emphasis on, and this is where you folks need to have the discussion, kind of de-emphasizing the role of the city in terms of economic development. I mean, economic development is important, but you don't want to see, and that's where I just lose track on how to say it on your behalf.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're very keen on what the city's role should be in certain activities and what the city's role shouldn't be. And that's what comes across to me when I listen to you talk, but that's just me, and whether or not it's one of your key items, I don't know. So, you know, it's just to give the council, one, a heads up. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it. This is why we're spending a lot of time. Commissioner Jensen's right. Readability is key to this whole document. That's really important to you. But then here are some of the other key issues that we've kind of dealt with during the course of the discussion. And that's all I'm looking for.
Okay.
Because this is going to land hopefully on the council's lap soon, maybe within the next month.
Could it end up being a question-answer type period, or just a statement type thing?
Well, I'm sure you can just make your statement, and if they have questions, they'll ask.
Okay. All right, because I don't think I could go on for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
you know, I'm one of those people, I say what I mean what I say, and I'm done.
I think the council
since
appreciate
when?
That. Yeah. Yeah, it could be 10 minutes.
For the most part.
And at some point, I usually like to have this happen, again, being sensitive to a quorum showing up, but, you know, when the council has their hearing, it'd be nice to have, like, a couple planning commissioners there to answer questions also. But this is just kind of like, heads up, it's coming your way soon.
Now, if it was announced ahead of time, then would a quorum not be a problem?
Yes.
Yeah, it would not be a problem.
You need 2 weeks, though, don't you?
I'm not saying for tomorrow, but like for looking ahead to...
No, looking ahead, yeah. You know,
if that's something we could maybe put down, if it is something that... a possibility of a quorum?
Yeah, we would advertise that. At this point...
it's informal.
If it was just one person, it'd be fine.
Yeah. I would like to say I could be there, but with my situation at my house, with things going on at my house right now, I can't say I can be there tomorrow night.
I would love to be there, but it's my daughter's birthday, and we're going to be out of town, so.
I have some plumbing issues at my house that need to be resolved, and the plumber's not coming till late in the day.
Oh.
So there's no guarantee I'll be able to show up, and I'm not going to leave my wife there with plumbing issues. So.
Okay. Well, I can let the council know that, and I've heard a little bit, but you know, if you want to just think out loud for a few minutes, worst case, I can do it.
Well, I can, Commissioner Jensen. Is it possible that you could make a?
I could probably be there, but I don't know if I know enough of everybody's. You know, I have my own, the parts that I was, you know, more passionate about here than there. Then I'm sure I would leave off half of the other parts of what had. So.
But I think you could give them a, you know, pretty good idea of what we've been doing and where we're going.
Yeah.
I will try to be there to also okay. add to that, but I cannot say right tonight that I can guarantee I'll be there. But
okay.
I'll do my best. You know. So anybody else
I'm not available.
Okay, all right. Okay, so it's between you and I. I will try and show up. I promise I will try and show up.
Could it? Oh, sorry.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Can it? Would that not be a good thing to do when we actually make the recommendation and then it's that next night that they...
I would do it then, too.
As well as...
Yeah,
okay.
I just think now's a good time to begin to at least... That's why I'm saying 5 minutes. Not dig deep, but here are the big, broad issues that we've spent some time on. And this is why we spent a lot of time on this.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I've been giving the council updates every week, and now I think it's beginning to get to the point where they need to begin to hear from you. And they may, you know, it may be tomorrow night, and then we may be a month out or several weeks out from a public hearing before the city council, then that's another good time.
Yeah.
Now, is what being said is considered representative of us, or just more of an informal our take on it, or, you know?
Of what we've been doing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure I understand, you know, if I'm saying or if you're saying it, you know, what the right context is right. And all of that.
Yeah.
So I think you picked the high-level themes. Readability, obviously, is one.
Yeah.
Downtown, I thought.
Yeah, downtown's a big one, too.
Connectivity, north-south sides of the city, another. That might be it. Or a few more, whatever.
Well, what we've already, we're ready to move on from and what we still have left to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can brief them on that portion.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so was this, if you're there, you're there, and if not, Commissioner Jensen will be there.
We will try and be there. Becky,
I'm aware on the agenda.
Very early.
They'll move you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And is there anything controversial happening tomorrow that's going to have a crowd? East Walmart.
East Monroe is on their plate right now, though.
It's going to be on your plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night, I don't think so. And usually, it's unfinished business, so it's like right after they approve the minutes, the consent agenda, and public comment. This will be probably, it could be anywhere from 7:15 to 7:30 usually.
Okay.
All right. Then that brings us into old business. Parks Board appointee. Did you just raise your hand? Thank you. we need somebody to sit in and be the representative from the Planning Commission for the Parks Board meetings. You're actually a voting member of the Parks Board. Right now, they are going through all of the parks. They're going to take starting this week, they're going to go around and look at all of the different parks and see what their conditions are and that type of thing.
And they're once a month, right?
And they're once a month on Thursdays.
I would do it.
You would do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless someone else wants to do it or wants to job share.
Okay, we have a volunteer then. I appreciate that. Commissioner Tuttle. The meetings are not usually very long.
Which Thursday are they, do you know?
The third Thursday. Yeah, the third Thursday. I will let Mike know that you have volunteered and he can get you the...
As long as no one else wants to...
No.
Steve?
He'll get you the information.
Okay.
He usually sends out an agenda and that type of thing. So.
Not to be bureaucratic, but actually a motion would be bad.
A motion?
Yeah. A motion or a nomination?
Well, either one.
Or
okay.
A nomination and a vote.
Right. Well, wasn't that way before, but we'll do it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know
no, it was...
That's how you did it.
Yeah, it was a volunteer type of thing. But we can make it a motion, make it official, and I, that probably is a better way anyway. And I'll go that route. So I'll make
a move that Commissioner Tuttle be the Planning Commission representative for the Parks Board.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Dirksen to have Commissioner Tuttle be our Planning Commission representative on Parks Board, seconded by Commissioner Jensen. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 7-0. Thank you, Commissioner Tuttle. That's
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank very, you very much.
Very good. One less meeting I have to go to. They're usually only about an hour.
One less bell to answer.
If that. They're often less than that. This next one is, like I said, are going to get a city van
that's
or
this
something.
Week, right?
And, yeah, and go around and look at parks. So, and then the next item on the agenda then is the discussion by commissioners and staff. And David, you got something for us?
A couple of quick items. At the last city council meeting, there was discussion about planning commission compensation. And basically, the staff has to do some more research and come back with more information. The general leaning is, well, I would say the general leaning. The discussion is that there should either be increased compensation for the planning commission, but how much of an increase and how that would actually work out is unclear. And or there should be a greater training budget also for the planning commission. And that's about it. We're asked to kind of do some more research.
A training budget?
Yeah, so that we could send planning commission members
got
if
it.
They wanted to go to conferences. Because a lot of these conferences have like special planning commission member rates. So there's a lot of conferences, I wouldn't say a lot, you can go to conferences on like the latest on land use law, the latest on sign regulations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that come up during the course of the year. So I'm not sure where this is all going to end up, but the discussion was either and or compensate the planning commission more or and or provide greater training budget. I'm not sure you have a training budget right now, so.
I never heard it.
Now you can go to conferences.
We did a training somewhere. I can't remember where. We just had to go on our own, right?
Yeah. Paul did it.
Mount Vernon or somewhere? Yeah.
I think that's where I first met David, was on a training thing in Sultan, I think it was.
Oh, that one. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay, that could be it.
Good
memory. So anyway, that's the discussion, and staff will come back with more information, I think, maybe in September. And then the other item I was going to point out that I forgot.
About our empty seats.
About what?
About our empty seats.
Oh, you read my mind. So there were three individuals that have applied for planning commission so far. The mayor and I interviewed two of them. I believe the mayor is going to recommend the appointment of one of the individuals. I don't want to say his name yet because I don't want to get out too far ahead of giving the information to the council for who that person might be. But the idea behind this then will be if that person is appointed, they will fill the vacant seat.
Fine.
If you would be in a position at that point if you want Commissioner Rodland to resign.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just a matter of chairs. I mean, technically, that's the vacant seat that we're trying to fill. And then if that's filled, then you're at six. No, then you're at seven. And if you feel like you need to resign, you get us a letter to that effect. And then you're back to six. And then we're still trying to fill that seventh position.
Can you tell us the names of the three applicants?
I don't remember them all.
Oh, okay.
And two of them... This is all I'll say, because this is the part I remember. Two of them, at least two of them, are currently on the Salary Commission.
Pardon?
On the Salary Commission.
Oh, okay.
Which they would have to vacate.
So they want to raise the salary.
Oh, yeah, they don't have any say in the Salary for the for the planning commission, but because their role is only for salary of elected officials. But so that's where
we
are.
Is the salary commission online here?
I know we had talked a little bit about just having that person replace you, but
right. Well, we're essentially doing that.
Chairs at this point in time. So,
we won't hold it against you if you want to step down.
Only one
that
is,
other chair.
Only one is a party.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you a party.
I'll give you a party. Definitely. So, you know, I think the intent right now is to get that person appointed August 25th.
Okay.
At the August 25th council meeting.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then as soon as possible after that, so we can get some relief for Commissioner Rodland.
Right, and then probably...
No, he'll be able to resign as soon as that's filled.
You know, right. But I mean, to have that other person ready and available.
That new person's going to be appointed and come the next week, and we're going to present them with a binder this thick. And say,
have fun with
you
that.
You got to vote on this thing.
We need fresh eyes.
Comprehensive plan.
They got to run away.
I'll let them understand that we did all the work. All you got to do is review it.
Yeah, just be here and vote, right?
Yeah.
And give this some thought. Is let's see. Your regular meetings are the 2nd and 4th.
Correct.
All right, so we'll have to play around with. I mean, I'm thinking ahead right now to Labor Day weekend, so, which is the Monday's Labor Day. So, depending on how things go, we may need to meet that week. So, we don't need an answer now, but just take a look at your calendar that week in case you do need to meet.
Well, ask the council if they're talking about compensation thing, should there be some sort of holiday rate?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Brad's on vacation today, so if you need any information on public works projects, I would just give Brad a call or email.
Okay. That was going to be one of my questions tonight was, where's Brad?
On vacation.
Yeah.
He takes interesting vacations. Still pops into City Hall.
Oh, when he's on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him at Night Out. Yeah. But
yeah, I did too.
So anything else, David?
No,
I have a question about that. Can the person serve on the salary commission and the planning commission? So the salary commission already has, I know, but they already have two vacancies. They would appoint
they don't
someone?
Until next year.
Okay.
So there'll be a good, at least that's what Bennett told me. They don't meet until next year, so they have an opportunity to ramp up again.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Anything else, David?
No, I'll do it.
All right.
Nothing.
Commissioner Jensen.
Nothing.
Nothing. Commissioner Tuttle. Commissioner Rodland. Commissioner Dirksen.
I am leaving town. I have to go see my mother. I get in on Monday at 5:30. My plane is supposed to land, so I will make an effort to be here. I don't know.
Bag's still in tow.
Those late afternoon flights.
We'd rather have you come home safe than try and kill yourself to get here. So just,
if I'm not here, it's because my flights didn't work out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Appreciate that. Commissioner Stanger.
Thank you for me.
I just noticed that they started that project over in back of Safeway there and the road going through. I can never remember that street. Tierney Place. So that was nice to see that project got started. So other than that, that's all I had. And so I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Moved by Commissioner Jensen to adjourn. Second?
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Dirksen. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried 6-0.
Oh, 0, yeah.